Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Wow, we have covered much ground on unity last week. And I would say even the last two or three weeks. And my friend, unity is a big, big deal to God. He cannot really get things accomplished the way that he wants things to be done if the body of Christ is over into error and moving on its own. But if you read the New Testament, you will find that the authors, through the power of the Holy Spirit, were addressing error and problems and even disunity in almost every book. Disunity, my friend, has always been around and will be long after we are gone. But we need to be crystal clear about some matters here. It does not matter how much we submit to authority or sign off on a statement of faith, nor intellectual agree with religious doctrines of the day. It does not matter how much we hop on the bandwagon of our local church or ministry or denomination. It does not matter how much verbal assent we give or how much physical service we contribute to our church. Oh no, our true unity with the members of the body of Christ is directly dependent upon our personal and individual communion with Christ himself. But it's so important, I'm going to say that again. True unity with members of the body of Christ is directly dependent upon our personal and individual communion with Christ himself. Let us be honest here. Can we now see why there is little unity in the church today? If my unity is dependent upon my personal communion with Jesus Christ himself, then this demands that I must come to realize and experience the reality of Christ within me. I need not be greatly mature, oh no, in Christ. But if Christ is the basis of communion with others, then I have to know him. And know Donnie Swagger, not know him and him crucified, but know him, and I have to at least be in some fellowship with him. In short, Christ must be revealed in us. Wow, Christ must be revealed in us. Then there will be a basis of fellowship with others in whom Christ is also revealed. You know, God will work with those people who love him. Let me say that again. God will work with those people who love him. And I really hope that you're getting this point. If we cannot, then we will never be in true unity with Christ and others who are in unity with him. We will be on the outside looking in, thinking all the while, what a wonderful time that we're eating and celebrating holidays and all of that good stuff. Let's get together and talk about Christ, but these times of talking never end in coming to know Christ in any deeper or fuller way. Today, Christ in us is rarely talked about. Having Christ revealed in us is either ignored completely or misdefined. And if that happens, then Christ is replaced as the basis of unity by something instead of Christ. Just look around the church. Wow. Indeed, look at the history of the church or of Christendom. Granted, Christ is talked about in some ways, but for the most part, everything under the sun and not Christ is the focus and central subject. In most churches, I would add. You know, what we focus on when we come together really matters. Let me say that again. What we focus on when we come together really matters. We have a home group meeting in our home once a month. It used to be twice a month, but pastors and others, you know, in the neighborhood and area accused us of trying to steal church members and start our own church. Well, that's wrong, so far from the truth. But all of our married life, Karen and I have hosted a home group meeting in our home to build up and just edify the local body of Christ. We have folks from many denominations and religions. Yeah. many have seen the need to step outside their denomination and just fall in love with Jesus again, while others still struggle with their religious attitudes and customs. That is okay. And if they have a love for the truth, now listen, if they have the love for the truth, God will enable them to break free of their man-made focus in denominational religion. You know, in Galatians 6:1, Paul asked, "Do I desire to please God or man?" Then he answers his question. Then Paul replies, "If I desire to please man, I shall not be a servant of God." My friend, there is way too much man-pleasing in Christendom today and in the church. Wow. At our home group meeting, the first thing that we do is get quiet before the Lord and wait before Him, as we empty ourselves of the cares of the day or the week maybe, or focus just on Him and His love and His goodness in our life. No praying, no singing, no reading the Bible. In time, this all will be accomplished. But from the beginning, we try to just tune our heart and our spirit toward the Lord by just sitting there, eyes closed, not doing anything except in our spirit, focusing our thoughts upward, you know, as Job says, as the sparks fly upward. Wow. It looks like nothing is going on, but if you look at a big pine tree, the big loblolly pine or a big pond pine tree out there in North Carolina, you know, you see that pine tree is just standing there and it appears nothing is going on. Oh, but not so, my friend. But in reality, that pine tree is lifting thousands and thousands of gallons of water up to the needles and down to the roots all day long, all night long, all day and all night. That pine tree is working to sustain life in the tree. But to the naked eye, no work is being done. Well, so too, as we sit before the Lord, it appears nothing outwardly is going on, but inwardly, in our heart and in our spirit and in our thoughts, as Christ becomes the focus in us, the work of God begins to flow like the water in the pine tree. Life is being sustained in us. Yeah, you ought to try that, my friend. You may be surprised. And out from that comes unity in the meeting, sitting and waiting before the Lord. Wow, quietly focusing up on the Lord. And unity in the meeting for all of those who have made Christ the central focus of their meeting and of their life. You know, you can find Christian people pulling together to make a movement successful. You can even find some level of communion among Christians in pet doctrines and the various ministries, what I call the taste not, touch not, feel not doctrines. But true communion is not found in these things. Oh no. Again, unity comes. You know, unity comes out of believers, is based upon Christ in us, the hope of glory, and the ongoing purposes of Christ to form Christ in us. Hebrews 4:19, till Christ be formed in us, that He may be our life, and that we may know Him the more. That is inwardly, not outwardly. Let me say that again. That is inwardly and not outwardly. It is spiritual, not carnal or fleshly. And it must happen on the personal and individual levels in our life if there's going to be any unity in the body of Christ as a whole. Next week, I would like to start looking at the purpose of ministry. You know, most Christians think that ministry is about feeding and clothing poor people and food banks and all of this stuff. Well, no, that is not the true purpose of ministry. So, my friend, I would ask that you tune in next week and hear what the true purpose of ministry is. And I will give you a clue. It has something to do with unity. Amen? It has something to do with unity. So next week, we will discover that true purpose of unity. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you, and I say trusting, I won't say praying, trusting that you have enough God in you that you will spend time before Him and try that and just get quiet and allow the Holy Spirit just to kind of work in your mind, and as the sparks fly upward, and that you tune in next week and find out the true purposes of ministry, that it will change your life and revolutionize your thinking, and then, you know, revelation, knowledge of the Holy Spirit and what He wants for your life will come, and we'll just look forward to that next week. Amen. God bless.